wholeness, my reality. Wholeness, my reality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Wholeness, my reality. What is wholeness? What is my reality? I was born to be divine. I was born to be whole and perfect. I was born out of the infinite allness, in the infinite allness, in this physical body, to live in this physical body in all its wholeness, in all its perfection, in all its reality. I often thought we should call the University of Healing the University of Wholeness, because we teach wholeness. We teach that every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now and forevermore. And that all the days that I live in this human body, in this physical body, on this human earth, in this physical lifestyle, my body is whole and perfect. My body is the expression of its original cause, of its original expression to be whole and perfect. I'm only designed to express wholeness and perfection at all times. That is my reality. That is my purpose. That's my direction. That's my goal. Now, what is wholeness? Well, when I look at my body and I say, my body is designed to walk, to talk, to think, to act, to be. It is designed to be an instrument for my joy, for my happiness, for my love everywhere I turn, everything that I do. That's my body. Now, do some people have bodies that are not designed for that? No. Everybody has a body that is a body designed as perfection, for perfection, to express perfection, to live in wholeness 100% of the time. To live in this wholeness 100% of the time requires that I am conscious of it. Or does it? Does it require I'm unconscious of it, perhaps? Maybe I've been looking at this from the wrong point of view. Maybe it should be so ingrained, indwelling in me that I am wholeness, that no other thought exists in my universe, in my consciousness, in my mind, in my world, that would say contrary. All say, I live in wholeness. This body is designed as a wholeness object. My life experience is designed as a wholeness experience where everything that I do and every organ action function of my body is at all times whole and perfect, divine, wonderful now. If I allow myself to dwell on things that are not perfection, not wholeness, not purity, not love, I am in trouble. If I allow myself to watch videos that are inharmonious with my wholeness, then I am not benefiting myself. If I allow myself to watch one video, hear one conversation that says I am not whole, or that I want to be whole, or one day maybe I will be whole, those are all blatant lies. Those are all untruths. Those are all not who I am, not who you are. We are wholeness right now. We are whole and perfect right now. We are divine right now. We are wonderful right now. We are the allness right now. It's so easy to watch a video, to watch a motion picture, to watch other people and their lives, to read about them, to know about them. And the worst thing that we do is to judge them. If all things we could observe without being right or wrong, good or bad, true or false, if all things we could observe without judgment, we would live in a non-judgmental life, which is what we are designed to live. Wholeness has nothing to judge for itself, does it? It just is. And how wonderful to be and is. Yes, this wholeness is my reality. Wholeness is my reality. And the more I direct my thinking to wholeness, the more I think of my wholeness, the more I give thanks for my wholeness, that's recognizing that it exists and it is, knowing that every moment of my life, all the days of my life, all the years of my life, all the experience that I have in this physical body, this human body, everything is whole and perfect forever and ever and ever and ever. That's my reality. That's my wholeness. That's my perfection. That's my goodness. I hear the call of the bird, and the bird is a quarter of a mile away, maybe more, here in the high desert of the University of Healing campus. I hear the silence of the morning as it's sort of creaking as it's getting up over the mountaintop, and the sun is sort of letting its light roll over the mountain in gentleness and wholeness. The sun is always there. It's always there, working for me, shining in my world, brightening my way, lighting my path. The sun is always there. You say, well, in reality, the sun will someday not be there. And this, hey, as far as you consider your lifetime, you consider 50 years, 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, or more. You consider this to be your lifetime. In other words, that's the number of years you plan to be on planet Earth. That's the number of years you plan to be around here. Now, do you think that the sun is going to cease shining during your lifetime? Hardly. Do you think that anything is going to change measurably during your lifetime? No. Do you think that if you constantly say to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, if you constantly say to yourself, I live in my wholeness now, I am wholeness, I am wholeness, if you walk around with that clarion call singing through your heart, your mind, your soul, what happens to you? What happens to me when that is my word for myself? I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and I surround all the world with my pure white light of love, and all the world is blossoming, glowing, delighting in my pure white light of love, because that's what its reality is. That's what gives its substance, my pure white light of love, because I created the rest of the world to be in my experience. And so it's up to me to be a good creator. It's up to me to create it whole and perfect and wonderful and fantastic now and always. It's up to me to do that. And if I don't do that, who's going to do that? Nobody. Because everybody creates according to their own desire, their own choices, their own way of thinking about everything. That's what it's all about. That's what you and I are all about. We hear all of these platitudes, we hear all of these words, and we say to ourselves, how good they sound, how glorious they sound, but are they for real? Are they for real? How many people do we read about who become billionaires, and the first thing they do is they set up philanthropies. They set up ways of helping other people. They set up ways of seeing everyone wonderful. They used to have a show on the radio, and the show was called The Millionaire. And every week, the millionaire would have his man, his butler, go out and present to a person, or usually a person, that they have $1 million. And then the butler would go with this person as they spent their $1 million, seeing what their values were, what was important to them, what they wanted to do with $1 million. And at that time, that was years ago, $1 million was what $1 billion might be today. But these people had no sensitivity for what money was because they had not had a lot of money before. And so as soon as they got their $1 million, they started lavishly spending it on themselves and their friends and their world. They wanted to give and to share and to experience. They had no thought of that $1 million was a beautiful garden, and they would till that garden, and that garden would serve them well in everything they wanted to do. They didn't have to change their lifestyle. They didn't have to change anything. All they did would be having this lovely garden from which they could extract their food every moment, every day. But most of us, when we realize that we are abundant, or we realize that we're whole and perfect, then we overstress our body. Then we overstress our attitudes, or we say, it's too good to be true. And all of those things that we're saying make it hard for us to appreciate that we are wholeness right now. That wholeness is our reality. Abundance is our reality. We just haven't learned how to use abundance to make it work for us, to make it be good for us. Have we gardened our $1 million and grow from that $1 million the essence, you might say the interest, from which we live our daily lives abundantly? Have we looked in our consciousness and said to ourselves, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect? Are we gardening the fact that we are wholeness and seeing our wholeness manifest in every area of our life? I am wholeness. I'm gardening my wholeness. I'm gardening my wholeness. Yes, I'm whole and perfect. And the only thought, the only thought that goes through our mind is that I am wholeness. I am wholeness. I am purity. I am right action. I am truth. I am love. Oh my, yes, my reality. And my reality lives in perpetuity. It lives eternally. It lives immortally. It lives forever and ever and ever. And it's me, and it's you. And I claim it for myself, and I live in the delight of this realization now and forever. I garden my abundance. I garden my health. I garden, I nurture, I care for all the lovely things that make my life fulfilled and beautiful and fabulous, now and always. Oh, I am so fortunate to realize that wholeness is my reality. Wholeness, my reality, how wonderful. Yes, and as I nurture and garden my reality, it shines forth in my world more gloriously, more beautifully, more fantastically than I could ever have even desired to dream. And it is done now. And how wonderful that is. You know, you're in my garden, and I'm nurturing you with wholeness. I'm in my garden. I nurture me with my wholeness. Rex, this is my dog, is in my garden. I nurture him with my wholeness. Ellen, my beloved partner, is in my garden, and I nourish her with wholeness. And all my friends and all my family and all my world, each one are in my garden of wholeness, and I nurture with my love, with my reality, with my wholeness, now and forevermore. And how wonderful that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.